This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today we have a guest, Scott Mazingo of Burpee Home Gardens. Scott, we're at the midpoint of our season. How can Minnesota gardeners protect their gardens from this hot and humid temperatures that we have?
Boy, you're not kidding. Hot and humid is just that absolutely sums it up. I think the first key to success, you know, if you're going out to the garden center right now to, you know, pick up pots and plants for pots and containers or to fill in some holes, is just to make sure that you start with the right varieties. You know, this is not the season anymore for pansies and dianthus and cool season crops. This is the hot summer season. So you want to start looking for things like angelonias, zinnias, marigolds. Begonia dragonwing is a great example, or lantanas, plants that are really, really performers in hot weather. I think that's going to be the biggest key to success. And the other thing you need to remember is that now that we're into kind of the heat of this summer, pots and containers on your patio dry out really fast.
You know, yeah.
It's a little bit humid, but the wind blowing, a light breeze, can really take all the moisture out of containers. So you want to make sure you're checking those, you know, if it's been breezy, maybe once in the morning and once in the evening. But also checking on plants that are in the ground. You know, it's critical that we keep them watered to keep them through these hot spells. So when the top inch of soil dries out, you want to make sure you get them. Or if you see the plants wilting, obviously, then they're telling you they're thirsty. So get them a good drink of water. Water slowly and deeply. Keep the water off the foliage because the humidity can cause disease problems. And fertilize light, but not too crazy. We don't want to force growth this time of year. We want to maintain the plants and the blooms. So good amounts of water, light fertilizer, and make sure you keep the foliage dry.
Where can gardeners find help throughout the summer?
I think a great place is Burpee's Backyard, online community. There's you can get answers to all your questions from a range of experts on all sorts of different topics.
I will have more of that information on my website. I'll also link you to the Burpee Backyard community. And that is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.